Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, hey, welcome to Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers, no Alon on this particular show. Behind the Curtain, a little show where we get to go kind of behind the curtain. We get to peel back the curtain and talk to some people, very interesting people in our industry, strip club industry, of course. And I'm going to bring on a guy right now. He is from Tampa, Florida. He's been at the Tampa Gold Club for, I believe, about 15 or 16 years. Let me bring on the man with the golden voice himself, Wild Bill Fields. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Danny.
Man, I'm glad you came on. Did I get that right? 16 years at Tampa Gold Club?
Started, I believe, October 2007. So, yeah, something like that, man. 16 going on 17.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was reading on Facebook the other day. There was a comment made by an entertainer. And I'm going to read this comment in just a second. But I read this comment, and it's about dealing with DJs and kind of the DJ-entertainer relationship. And I said, man, I'd really like to do a podcast on this girl's comment, but I need to find somebody who is just like an excellent DJ at working with his entertainers. And I remember you and I were in Miami, Florida at one of the pandemoniums, and we were talking about this, and you brought up some great, great advice. So that's the reason I have you on the show today, is because of the conversation we had maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago down in Miami. So you probably don't even remember the conversation.
I was going to say, that's a lot of marijuana ago. You know what I mean? Yeah, of course I remember the conversation, Danny. I absolutely love the, I can tell you our conversations from New Orleans and Las Vegas. Well, I don't remember New Orleans that much, but.
Yeah, that one would get you in trouble if we went public with
that. Yeah, we don't even talk about that day, right?
So here's this girl's, this entertainer. This is in the Traveling Entertainers Facebook group that's out there. And she says, hey, dancers, any tips on how to deal with jackass DJs that keep playing stupid shit when you're on stage? I've always tipped out even when I didn't make much, and I've never been rude to this person either. I don't make drastic requests, and I'm normally as nice as possible. It's like he's on a power trip, and he's fucking with my money. Any advice? So before I want to start by saying we only have one person's side of this story, so I don't want to turn this into an I'm bashing a DJ. You know, I'm going to go off of what she said, but I want to start with this last line that she said. It's like he's on a power trip and he's fucking with my money. Any advice? Let's talk about power trips and DJs. First of all, you and I have been in this industry a long, long time. We have seen some power trip DJs. You know,
some,
I have never been one of those. You know, but the first thing I'm going to say is, you know, the DJ should not have disciplinary powers. The DJ should not be the one disciplining the girls. Take that away from them. Let them be a DJ. But I mean, you've been doing this for quite a long time. What's your thought on this power trip DJ who's fucking with this girl's money?
Well, you know, like you said, you have one half of the story and it's an anonymous poster. Let's clarify that. But I mean, so question yourself is if is what she's saying really true? Has she always looked out? Has there never been a conversation? You never know. But why would he single her out? If I believe we talked a little bit before the show and you said that other girls get to make requests and he treats other girls differently. So why is he treating her differently? And I think in order for her to be able to deal with something like this, she would have to figure out the why. And, you know, if the roles were reversed, because, you know, there's lots of different policies across the country as far as tip outs. But what I do notice more about today over previous is that we have to earn our money more now by the way we deal with entertainers. And honestly, you're right. A lot of DJs like myself are in charge of the disciplinary actions as well. And that makes it even harder. But I would say at this point, what she needs to do is just kind of figure out the why. And if a guy's got an ego trip or an ego, you got to approach that carefully, because if you challenge his authority or ego, well, you just make it worse. So, I mean, I'd probably start with something like, hey, did I ever upset you? You know, just kind of play the victim role and let him feel like he's in control, at least get the why out of the way. But yeah, it's more about learning how to communicate. But DJs and egos, what do you think about that?
We will have more with Wild Bill Fields on Behind the Curtain right after this.
Hey, what's up? This is Tinashe, and you are listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
But yeah, it's more about learning how to communicate. But DJs and egos, what do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say this to DJs that are on the egos and everything, you know, and I've been doing this for a while, but over the past several years, automated DJ programs have come in, and they are getting better and better at working rooms and doing things. So I want to say to the DJs, if all you're doing is sitting up there pissing off your girls, your manager is going to replace you with a computerized program. And don't think they won't, because I have seen it work in clubs that I never would have thought would have allowed it to work. They work. So I think DJs need to work a little bit harder at keeping your job, especially, as you said, tip outs are inconsistent now. I mean, there was a time that every club was 100% mandatory for a certain amount, and that's varying as it goes on throughout the country. So, you know, I think if I was her, I would approach it, like you said, very carefully. You know, it also depends on what do you think the manager would do if you went to the manager and said, hey, listen, you know, this guy, he's playing other girls' requests for them. And she did mention that he played her Time Warp. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, now I know this guy's got a hard on for this girl. And I don't mean that in the DJ kind of way. You know, could you go to your manager, or what do you think your manager would do? Is your manager and your DJ, are they best drinking buddies where he's just going to say, hey, you can go ahead and fuck with her? You know, but if you think you can get somewhere with your manager and say, listen, I don't want to rock the boat any more than it's already being rocked, but I'm just not getting, you know, I'm not getting the music that I want, and other girls are getting the music that they want. So you can't blame it on the club's policies. You know, I mean, I know some clubs have a no request policy, but he is playing them for other girls. So I think she's got a very, very, very legitimate gripe. And I, you know, I don't know. I wish I could get this girl. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a little challenge because I'm going to post this show in that group when we get it. And I would like for the anonymous poster, if you would, to message me. I will allow you to stay completely anonymous. I've even got gadgets over here that I can distort your voice. So, you know, I've got that over here.
What are you trying to do? Get my ass kicked by her?
No, I'm trying to get this girl on and see if she would be willing to come on and tell me a little bit about, you know, maybe a little more about her story.
Well, you know, Danny, here's my perspective and kind of get back to what we were talking about is a lot of times in this industry, the squeaky wheel gets replaced. It doesn't get greased. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier sometimes that way. So a lot of times if you can utilize your tact and your communication abilities to try to figure out what the problem is and rectify, like I said, I was saying earlier, you know, a lot of times we have to earn our money a lot more now. And if I feel that, you know, I wait for teaching moments, as what I call them, where when, you know, a girl that doesn't necessarily really look out for me a lot, when she has really, really good days, wants a favor from me or something, I'll utilize that as a teaching moment. When she comes up and tries to hand me money to do a favor for, I say, how about this? You keep your money on the good days you look out for me, and on the bad days, I'm going to look out for you, and we're a team. Mm-hmm. And you build the team mentality. That's just what it's about. It's about tact and everything else. You just got to kind of let the DJ know, hey, man, I'm on your team. I'll dance to what you need me to, but I want you to at least know the kind of stuff I like. Maybe he truly doesn't know what she likes. Mm-hmm. Maybe he played her Time Warp because a customer gave him $100 to play the song and she was the girl that was on stage. You never know what the deal was, but definitely I would try to get the why is going to fix the problem. Once you figure out why, I've got girls that have never told me what they like. So I play them the pop music that's mm-hmm. on the radio that according to whoever's picking these songs on these Pandora channels and these other channels say is good music. And I've had girls come to me and say, you know, I really don't like that music. Well, since you never told me before what you liked, I played you what was popular that I kind of have to get in sometime in my shift for somebody. So you never know what it is. The why could be very simple. It could be complex. Could be one of his other girls told him that she said something behind his back and she never said, who knows what the hell it is,
yeah.
But get to the why, man.
Yeah. So open up that conversation, you know, get that conversation started in a positive way. I mean, you know, I've had girls before that just rubbed me wrong. You know, like, yeah, girls that come up and want to almost give you a report card when they come off stage. Well, you know, those three songs, I liked two of them, but that one, I just wasn't feeling it. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to take a comment like that serious. You know, come on. You like two-thirds of what I just picked you, and you weren't happy completely with the third. Give me a break. But, you know, in that whole what the fuck is this shit when you're standing on stage is never a good thing either, you know.
Well, tact, I was going to say, yeah. My response would have been, well, you know, the first time you wiggled to the left, it was pretty good. And then you spun around the pole to the right, it was pretty good. But when you climbed to the pole, I didn't like that at all. Honestly, I would have responded with that. And she would have realized, hopefully, how stupid she sounded trying to give me, grading me on every aspect of my job, which I've done for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, a lot of times, I'll tell you, with me, it's real simple. I don't have an ego, but I have certain things that I am anal about. And if you do those things, check those few boxes, you and I will be best of friends and work together. I'll give you whatever you want. I'll tell you, whatever it is I can do to make your life easy, as long as you check those boxes, you make your stage calls, you don't, there's a few different things that really are important to me. And all the girls know that. Everything else, for 3 hours in between your set, I don't care what you do, but I would need you for 12 minutes once every 3 hours. Please be there. And please put on a show and smile when you do it. You know what I mean? And they understand I have certain things that I'm anal about and the rest is shit I don't care about. Mm-hmm. So you just got to draw your lines. It doesn't mean I have an ego because I won't let them pick some crap music. You know what I mean? It's not an ego. It's about me doing my job.
Yeah.
I didn't make you change your thong before you went up there, did I, sweetheart?
Yeah. I, you know, a lot of times they don't understand that you know, bosses are in the building, you know, and there are some DJs that change their format when the boss is in the building to the boss isn't in the building. I've never been one of those. I just always believed that with today's technology, my boss is probably listening on his cell phone wherever he's at, and he can kind of tap in and find out what's going on at the club. So I don't break the rules. I'm a rule follower. I've always been that, you know, and if I'm going to upset one person, if it's going to be the owner or the entertainer, I'd rather upset the entertainer than the owner. But I know there are DJs out there that, you know, they'll break the rules like crazy, and then all of a sudden the owner comes in, and the owner says, I want to hear Time Warp. And guess what? They have to play Time Warp. You know, sometimes there's a reason for it, but, you know, you could always go up and ask them, you know, realistically, why, you know, why did you pick that one for me out of curiosity, you know, but be polite about it, because if you challenge somebody with an ego, it's the worst thing you can do. Right.
Listen, Danny, no lie. And this is my right hand to your God or whatever the deal is. We had a Super Bowl in Tampa. I won't say what year and I won't say who the owner was. But I had 125 girls that night. It was a Friday night. It was midnight. And he comes up and says, play Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. And that's his song. He liked it. And he made me play it at midnight on a Friday night, 2 days before Super Bowl in Tampa, with 125 dancers and about 600 people in the bar. Totally, I just killed my vibe. But yeah. You never know. The girl on stage was like, what? And I, when she came down, I said, the owner wanted to hear it. Period. End of question. But that truly, I mean, it really does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I've dealt with that before. In fact, I think that's an area that owners need to back off on. But, you know, I guess when I'm rich enough, I can buy my own club. I can control what goes on. But again, I'm the employee. They're the owner. They have a little more control over my future than I have over theirs.
Well, in his defense, in the many years that I did work for this guy, he only asked for 3 songs ever. So, I mean, it's not like it was a regular thing, but it happens is the point.
Sounds good. Well, Bill, I really appreciate you coming on. Do you have any final thoughts, anything else you want to bring up on this subject or anything else that's going on in the world?
Yeah, just DJs, man, understand that the computer can't do our jobs better than us if we actually do our jobs good. So if you're going to do a subpar job, then either someone else who does a better job or the computer's going to replace you. But that's kind of always been the story. If you don't do your job, you won't have it. The better you do your job in this industry, the more money you'll make, because the better your relationships with your dancers and your staff and your customers, obviously, the more money you'll make. So write your own paycheck, fellas. It's and ladies, it's up to you. And dancers who have issues with a DJ, try communicating. And if they really are on an ego trip, try to be more submissive when you approach them, and you'll probably have less confrontation. It's just like dealing with the customers. You have to figure out who you have to be in order to get along well with whomever it is you're dealing with, whether it be other dancers, staff, DJ, customers. We are chameleons, and we change our personality. And just understand, if he's got an ego or he's confrontational, you might have to play the submissive role, but you could still have great communication and a good relationship either way.
Very good. Bill Fields, I appreciate you so much. I'm going to throw one more thought in there. DJs, do what the computer can't do. Those are the little things like running the lights, changing the light program every so often. If all you do is go in there and introduce a girl to stage and play a song out of her Spotify folder or whatever, you're going to get replaced by an automated system. Run lights, do anything else that you can, you know, if it's, you know, helping them out, making flyers, doing promos, all those things that those programs can't do, you can do. So put some work in. Bill Fields, I got to tell you, man, thank you so much for coming on.
As always, Danny, I love you, brother. Thanks for having me.
And don't forget all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, and Rockin' Pod Recap can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Holy! Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.